it goes back to November 2016 when there was a raid on Mr. Ferry's property at Lusbracken, east of Letterkenny. And the inspectors from Donegal County Council, from the Waste Department, the Environmental Department there, in due course found, they estimated up to 36,000 tonnes of domestic waste that had been buried in secret and illegally on the land without any licence or permission or indeed the necessary environmental precautions that would be that should be taken, must be taken in situations like that, because of course toxic liquids leach out of dumped waste, and at that location it's leaching into a small stream that flows into the Swilly on the Wild Atlantic Way. So it's one of the worst cases of illegal dumping that's ever been discovered, and certainly I think it's the worst in Donegal. And since then, the council has been making efforts to get Mr. Ferry to comply with the law, to comply with High Court orders, to clean up the mess and explain where all the money that he was paid by householders in Letterkenny to properly dispose of this waste, where all that money went.
Because presumably his competitors would have been disposing of this waste. Well, I know they were disposing of this waste responsibly, but at great cost to them, presumably. So that was coming off their bottom line. And then whatever they were left with, they paid the staff wages and that's profit. But in Mr. Ferry's case, he wasn't spending money, or at least at the level he should have been, to dispose of this waste, to pass it down the line, I suppose, responsibly.
Correct. So apart from the appalling environmental consequences, this was a large-scale fraud being perpetrated on the householders of Letterkenny, who are paying good money to have their waste disposed of legally. And you're absolutely right in terms of competitors in the waste business who were acting lawfully and properly and disposing of the waste properly. They were suffering an unfair competitive advantage by Ferry against their business.
Now, there's some estimations, and I think it came from the council, that this the money made could and did run into millions of euro. Does Mr. Ferry contest that? Where's the money?
As the old saying goes, follow the money, and people are unable to follow the money at the moment because Mr. Ferry won't explain where it went. He has claimed, somewhat implausibly, that the problem arises from the weighing of bins and lifting of bins and charging by weight, and that something went wrong in the charging by weight, and so he was in fact undercharging people, not overcharging people. I mean, it hasn't been accepted by the court. It certainly hasn't been accepted by Donegal County Council or the regional waste enforcement people who are working with the council. It just simply doesn't add up. And so the High Court has repeatedly asked Mr. Ferry to explain where the money went. The council employed its own forensic accountant to examine this, and he estimated that in 1 year alone, Mr. Ferry, through double entry accountancy, he was keeping two sets of books in his business, was skimming about €300,000 in that year alone off the business. And so, you know, the court has demanded an explanation for this and demanded full cooperation from Mr. Ferry, and that has not been forthcoming in the court's view, and that's why he was sent to jail yesterday.
Yeah, so what was he actually sent to jail for? Because, of course, there are multiple convictions there, and it was contempt for which he was sent to. So what actually was the contempt? What did he not comply with that led to this 9 weeks?
Fully cooperating with getting to the bottom of where the money went. And so he is in contempt of the High Court, and it is for that he was jailed, not for his illegal dumping activities, which, of course, is the cause of the court case, but it was contempt of court, refusing to obey an order of the High Court, which is pretty serious stuff.
And part of what was said in court yesterday via affidavit was that he wanted to get his own accountant, and given the figures that we've been talking about now, it seems quite remarkable, although he contests that he has acquired that wealth. But he said he was struggling to come up with €30,000 to fund his own accountant to look at this.
Yes, and rather bizarrely, or if there was an award from HUTSPA, I think Mr. Ferry would get it, because he asked the court to direct the Garda Síochána to release funds that the Gardaí have seized from properties associated with him at an earlier time, money that really it can't be explained where this money came from or what he was doing. But he says, if only I could get that money back from the Garda Síochána, maybe I could get myself a forensic accountant. But as the council has pointed out, he's not contesting anything that their own forensic accountant has come up with. And either the figures are there or they're not there. Either the books are telling the story they're telling or they are not. And he has no evidence to contest what their accountant is saying, and it's difficult to see how his own forensic accountant could come up with anything different.
And in terms of the contempt, I can't remember the legal terminology, but is this 9 weeks to sort of sit and think about this and comply, or does this draw a line under that contempt?
Well, that's something that I'm not entirely sure of myself. I know there are circumstances where a person convicted of contempt and sentence is deemed to have purged their contempt.
Purged, that's the word. Yeah.
At the end of that sentence. I'm not sure if that's the case in this instance, because Mr. Ferry has been ordered to do certain things and he has not done them. I'm not sure if the aim of sending him to jail for 9 weeks is, as you say, to have him sit there and think about things and ponder perhaps following a different course of action, or if at the end of those 9 weeks or however many weeks he serves, the matter is deemed to be finished. I would think from the council's point of view and from the taxpayer's point of view, they would want it not to be finished. That the questions have not been answered, the money has not been found, and the ordinary people of Donegal will be out of pocket, and the services that the council provides all the citizens of Donegal will be curtailed because of the amount of money that's going to be hastily spent cleaning up this mess.
And it runs into many hundreds of thousands.
Many. I think the council at one stage estimated that it would cost something like $4.5 million to clean up this huge site at Ross Blackman.
Okay, and after sentencing, do we know what Mr. Ferry's demeanour was in the court? What happened at that point?
I think he was given little time to chat to members of his family or supporters who were with him in court, and then the Gardaí who were present led him away.